Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
One. We talk a lot on this show about developments, improvements, rehabs. Well, what is happening in North City and particularly north of the Del Mar Divide? Joining us now is Kevin Bryant. He's the developer, founder, and president of Kingsway Development. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Debbie.
Well, first of all, I just am amazed at your backstory because you have Kingsway Development, but you are not traditionally a developer. Talk about what you were doing before you did this.
30 years in advertising. My degree is actually in advertising, and I love that career. Started out as a graphic designer when me and a lot of the guys who were fleeing Gray Communications and Anheuser-Busch started our own companies because of the InBev's mothership. We wanted to try and get office space that was near the Central West End, and we ended up parking our office right at Del Mar and Euclid. So we've been there for the past 20 years. But yeah, advertising is my career. Love it. Still do it, you know, but development became the new passion.
So the Central West End, obviously one of the most desirable neighborhoods in St. Louis City. And right at Del Mar and Euclid, correct me if I'm wrong, that would be right there at the dividing line. Yeah, so talk about what's happening north of there.
That's the Mason-Dixon line. Mm-hmm. So on the south side of Del Mar, you have one of the highest value census tracts in St. Louis. And on the north side, you had at one point the lowest. But what people don't realize is prior to that, it was one area. That was all the Central West End. What happened was about 40 years ago, there was a plan to intentionally disinvest in that part of the street because that was one of the first neighborhoods to be integrated. We didn't know that at the time. We just knew that there was a vast difference between one side of the street and the other. So when we reached out to St. Louis Development Corporation, which was one of our advertising clients at the time, just saying, hey, look, we may have to leave this area. You know, our computers work the same in Clayton as they do here. If something isn't done about this community, you know, we had clients that were getting cars broken into, waiting on services. So they initially said, well, why don't you create some charrettes in the community and get a temperature for those neighbors to see if they'd be interested in a redevelopment plan? And ultimately, that led to us being asked to create the plan. And when the plan was submitted, we received the award for the plan. But we didn't start off saying, hey, let's become developers. Mm-hmm.
So what is the plan?
Well, the plan was to try and capture a manageable amount of that neighborhood. It ended up being 200 acres, which seems like a lot, but it really isn't. The boundaries are Del Mar, Kings Highway, Page to Taylor, and break that area up into 14 manageable smaller projects that even small developers can take on. In fact, the plan was for small developers. It wasn't for a large development company to do everything. So each block is a plan. Each block is a project in and of itself. And then the loudest part of our project that everybody loves to talk about is actually Del Mar, the half-mile strip between Kings Highway and Taylor. But all we did was decided if we were going to eat that elephant, we had to break it up into bites. You know, that's all the plan is, deconstructed.
It seems like in some ways this would be almost a developer's dream because it's so expensive to develop south of Del Mar, and yet there's still a lot to work with north of Del Mar.
For sure. There's no place else to go but north. You know, I'm not saying that there aren't places south to develop, but it's hard to find contiguous patches of land to develop where you can create a plan and see it through. And so we got very lucky in that Fountain Park was so disinvested for so long, there were stretches of land where we could just connect projects. So for us, it was, you know, people saw the neighborhood as like, oh, that's awful. There's so much vacancy over there. But we saw the vacancy as the opportunity, because now we could string together blocks and present whole new homes without having to displace anyone.
You talked about winning this plan, and obviously you've gone through a lot of steps with the city. We've been hearing a lot of stories about people who have had different plans in North City and have come in and said, hey, we'd like to do this, and then they're kind of turned away, and you know, the city doesn't necessarily want that.
Right.
Are you running into any of that, or what's the situation?
With success, I am. The challenge with City of St. Louis is they really didn't have any master planning north of Del Mar. So when people would create plans and submit them, they really weren't support it. You know, there's so many loopholes you have to go through, from getting community support, automatic support. And St. Louis' power structure is broken up into so many little fiefdoms. It's hard to line them all up. So we were really lucky in that, one, no one took us seriously. So we were able to just keep, you know, moving forward on our plan, whether it was the buying of the vacant property or the support from the alderman, the support from planning. And after a while, we were able to bring all these power structures together and say, hey, we have enough to move forward. Would you support us? So we got lucky in that sense, but I've seen a lot of developers try and pull something like that together and just cannot connect the dots.
As a person who's not traditionally a development guy, as you said, you're an advertising guy, does that give you an opportunity to maybe go about this project differently? Or are there particular developers that you're looking to for maybe guidance on how best to work this?
Yeah, both. The first answer is yes. It's called naivety. Not knowing what you don't know is actually a force for good. So we didn't go in really expecting to get so far so fast. We were like, this is going to be a great learning lesson. We're going to tell everybody else what we've learned, and maybe someone who knows what they're doing will come along. And then the next part was, I was very lucky to have some of the larger developers support me. So whether it was Steve Smith, Phil Hulse, you know, these guys, you know, they, for whatever reason, took pity on me, and I was able to call them and ask them how to figure out some of the larger pieces of the puzzle. And then we set aside a lot of money for consulting. We hired the best consultant possible. We took it very seriously. We weren't like, we're going to learn on the city's dime. We're going to invest in this plan, and we're going to do it by hiring the best people we can. So we just deconstructed the process, and since we knew how to organize, we knew how to hire, we knew how to manage, we just applied that to real estate.
What is the status of the whole project now, and what is your timeline for what it will be when you're done?
We're finally at construction. So the first 2 years, we just fought crime. You know, we bought vacant properties and fought crime. Fountain Park, when we started, was one of the highest crime-ridden neighborhoods in St. Louis. We reduced crime by 82%, which allows people to now see that as a viable place to consider buying houses. The houses in Fountain Park are huge. They're 2,000 square feet and above. So, you know, when you're looking at a home that may cost $200,000, $250,000 to rehab before you even sell it, you're approaching people who have options. Because if you have the ability to get a home loan for $300,000, you don't have to live in the city. You know, you want backyards and school districts. So we're finally at a point where we can make the argument that this is a place to consider buying homes. And then on the commercial side, you spend the first couple of years just trying to land incentives. You know, can we get a tax credit? Can we get a TIF? Can we get these things that are going to make these projects that we've dreamed up pencil? Because at the end of the day, banks aren't philanthropic organizations. You know, when you approach a bank, it has to pencil. And when you're in an underserved census tract, it has to make even more sense. So we spent maybe 2 years planning, 2 years fighting crime, and we're finally at a point where we've started construction. We've sold four homes so far. Our larger office building project, the 21,000 square foot office and co-working space, will be done in December and open in February. And from there, we can start focusing on the infrastructure of Del Mar, improving the street, the traffic, the lights. Our largest project, which is the Bridge apartment buildings, hopefully will begin construction in February. So we're finally at a point where we can now start to see the sprouting of what we've invested in for the past 5 years.
When you talk about dealing with crime in that neighborhood, you mentioned how Fountain Park was, it's so disinvested. I think a lot of people don't put together that intense poverty, and when it seems like the neighborhood's neglected, and yet we expect people who live there to care more than anyone else.
Right. Yes.
But at the same time, as you're going in and you're making improvements, gentrification is always something that people mm-hmm. get concerned about. How do you kind of balance those two with a project like this?
A lot of education. If a block has two homes left on it and we put a market rate house on it, we've gentrified. So what you want to try and do is make sure, especially with the seniors, that you know, you can gentrify without displacement. Like, we created plans to help people age in place. We raised over $100,000 and gave it away in free home repair. So we have to tell people all the time, your property values, your taxes aren't low because you're winning. Your property values are low because no one values this area. So if you want the ability to rehab your home and go get a home equity loan, you got to have equity in that home. That only comes from when you have market rate homes in the neighborhood. So a lot of it is just educating them. The biggest thing was, you know, you spoke of crime, just making sure that they understand that they have to be involved too. You know, I don't have a badge or a bulletproof vest. You know, we're just out here campaigning, and it takes the neighbor to get back to calling the police and being active and going after the neighbor that's Section 8 and not taking care of their property. We need your help to do that. We can't do it. So once the believability that something was changing started to happen, we started to get momentum with the neighbors. And with crime, you really don't, the police chief at the time we got started told us, you really don't stop crime as much as you move it. So we took a page out of the Central West End book, and we charged a lot of the bad actors over there with restraining orders. So if you didn't live in the neighborhood, if that wasn't your house, you couldn't be in the neighborhood. So now we could kind of aggress on people, the bad actors who didn't come from that community. And about 90% of the people that were selling drugs and moving around in that neighborhood wasn't from those blocks. So it allowed us to kind of push them out and reinvigorate the idea that this neighborhood could be successful with your participation, if that makes sense.
One last question for you. We've got Maxine Clark's Del Mar Divine mm-hmm. that she's really invested in. We've got the Del Mar Makers District yeah. now, which is really thriving. Geographically, how far are you from there, and do you kind of see all of that working together?
Absolutely. We're the anchor. So we're the anchor, and at the opposite end is the loop. So there was a group of citizens created an organization called Del Mar Maine. You should talk to them one time. Sometime they're great. But what they have done was landed planning grants to make sure we're all in communication. So from the loop to my area, which is where the commercial part of Del Mar actually ends at Taylor, we now communicate with each other. So if you've got Steve's Hot Dogs, I don't need a hot dog factory. You know, if you've got a brewery, I don't need a brewery. And we've even went so far as to make sure, at least on our end, that the same landscape architectural company that's playing in our commercial district is the same one that's planning the Makers District, so that there's continuity up and down the street.
Kevin Bryant is the developer, founder, and president of Kingsway Development. We're going to keep tabs on this because it's exciting when we see improvements and a plan coming together.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us on Total Information AM.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.